This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the show, Kate Delaney, as we continue to row down what really hacks us off. It continues to be this college scam, believe it or not. And then there's a new poll out that says half of you in America say Trump is the victim of a witch hunt. What say you? I'm going to give you the details on that, but you can weigh in, 855-266-5283. Sorry for the floods in the Midwest, but they are horrific. I've never seen towns so isolated. Crazy bridges washed away in areas where they're just not used to that. And it's called the flood zones, and the levees overflowing and people on roofs. It is eerily familiar. Luckily, it's in areas where not necessarily as much population, but a lot of people have been affected in a wide swath through several states. So we'll talk about that, obviously, as well. And another sad, sick incident this time. It was on a Dutch tram. What is the motive? They're assuming terror at this point. There is a suspect in custody. A 37-year-old jumps on a train, looks normal. They catch him on camera because they go back. After somebody opens fire, he kills three people. Others are hurt in just another brazen, crazy shooting in a sleepy residential neighborhood in a Dutch city. So you've got people that are fighting in hospitals. You have a terror alert that shot up to a 5, which is maximum. You had security reinforced at Dutch airports and key buildings across the country. What, folks, is going on? This on the heels of the 50 people killed when a white nationalist opened fire at two mosques in Christchurch in New Zealand on Friday when there were prayers going on. No link to these two that we're aware of at this point, but sad to see that. It was in a very pretty area outside of Amsterdam, where, frankly, a lot of tourists go, and their day was shattered as a result of this Turkish-born man jumping on the tram and deciding that he was going to shoot people. Let's go to the poll that I mentioned and what the new poll says. When you're in office, any kind of office, the people around you, especially if you're going for re-election, really look at the numbers, and they're concerned about the numbers. These numbers are interesting. This survey shows, and this is a USA Today Suffolk University poll, that trust in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Russian election interference, which supposedly was concluding over a month ago but didn't, but is nearing an end. What this new poll showed, that the nation is skeptical of a couple of things. Half are skeptical and half are furious. And is this a surprise to anyone? 52% majority say they have little or no trust in the president's denials that his 2016 campaign colluded with Moscow in the election and that, boom, landed him in the Oval Office. But then again, on the other side, you have almost the same split, where they people say that this is a witch hunt and it's gone on way too long. So what does the poll do? It sets up a partisan battle when Mueller submits his support to the Attorney General, William Barr. And, of course, what will we know or not know or any of that? I think so much will be redacted in the first place. And, of course, there's no way that they can be compelled to release a lot of it. But in Congress, they're pushing for it. But it's not even released yet. So the poll is kind of a, it is pretty much, when you look at the numbers, a split poll. And like I said, judging by this audience, and I always say this, I feel like I'm the voice of reason, whether you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, hate labels, want to shed a label, like labels, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But it's about the conversation, and we're just not having those conversations. I think that's what's seriously, seriously missing. Speaking of missing, what's been missing is Boeing's baby, the 737 MAX. I've talked about this a lot, and it intrigues me because of the interest in airlines, especially with the people around me and talking about safety and the nose going up on the two planes and the similarities. And of course, all that's been released. But the Federal Aviation Administration apparently urged its safety engineers to delegate more oversight to Boeing because they were hustling to develop the control system on the 737 MAX. That's what the Seattle Times started reporting ahead of a competing jetliner from Europe's Airbus. Oof. Of course, unnamed sources. But when you hear something like that, that doesn't make you feel comfortable, right? Oh, we have these great jets, and then we're just going to rush it. So the grand jury issued a subpoena, supposedly, dated the day after the crash of an Ethiopian airline 737 MAX 8. The subpoena may be taking aim at the regulatory approval process that went into the plane's design. Very sad to see the people of Ethiopia, because they have nobody to bury. They have empty coffins. They held a memorial service for the people on that plane, the passengers who perished, like, almost right away, because they tried to turn around, and you know the story, boom, it goes down. 6 minutes after taking off from the airport. So what they had was, you know, 157 passengers with these ornate coffins and a photograph of the people. I mean, I thought in one way it was touching, but very tough. You see the people just wailing over the coffins and now looking for the reasons of how this happened, raising the questions about the basic design. And can the design handle the new engines and the technology? Because we're all flying in tubes with computers. We know that. And the automated anti-stalling system seems to be at the center of the crash investigations, because that's what was similar between the two jets that went down and killed so many people, whether it was the Indonesia jet or in the Ethiopian airline that went down. The Lion Air crash in Indonesia killing 189, that was a 737 MAX. So France's Civil Aviation Investigation Bureau confirmed that there was links between what happened with the Ethiopian jet. So they got to fix it, or they can't. I mean, this is why they're all grounded. They can't deliver them, fly them, any of that. They must be looking into it. So what the conclusion and what they come up with, I think, is going to be rather interesting and sad for, frankly, all of those people that lost family members on those planes. Could it, you know, it's always that question, could it have been prevented? And of course, if the system was working correctly, that may be what the answer ends up being. Wow. Coming up, it's all about the numbers. So yeah, we can count, including a young lad living in a homeless shelter who wins a chess championship. I don't even play chess.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Living in a homeless shelter, check this out. He won the New York State Chess Championship for his age bracket. Yeah, Tantatawala Adedumi, a Nigerian refugee, said, I wanted to be the youngest grandmaster. That's what he told the New York Times. So he placed first in the New York State Scholastic Championships tournament for kindergarten through third grade. That is huge. What are they saying? That it's unheard of for any kid, let alone one in a homeless shelter. His family left northern Nigeria in 2017, fearing attacks on Christians. They moved to New York City a year ago. He learned how to play chess at school, and he and his family live in that shelter, like I mentioned, and that's what he does. He excels at the game. I can't even play chess. My nephew, who I've mentioned a lot on the show, plays, and I think he wants to teach me how to play. I think he thinks I know, and I sort of can move the pieces around, but I don't really know it. I haven't played enough, but I like to watch people play chess a little bit. Like, I'm not watching it on TV or anything, but seeing it, it's intriguing to me. What a huge victory for him. And here's what I love. Because of his win and his family's very humble, somebody set up a GoFundMe page, and the families had offers for a car, legal services, jobs, even housing. So, yeah, this kid is absolutely precious, and looking at his crazy skills, who knows how far he'll be able to take those, probably pretty far. there is a whole world out there devoted to chess, and there's so much that you can, you know, absolutely do with it. All right, let's move to something else. From chess, we go to about 150,000 people over the weekend flocking to see this year's rain-fed flaming orange patches of poppies. They're popping up all over the hillside, about a 90-minute drive from either San Diego or L.A. Lake Elsinore is where it's happening. And if you haven't seen them, whatever search engine you use, pop it in there, because it's pretty cool to see. It's like an explosion of orange. It's very neat to look at it. I've never seen poppies like that. I mean, I've seen groups of them, but that's why it's, they say people are pulling over to see it, because it's a crazy phenomenon, and it's because of what I mentioned. All that rain has fed those fields and turned it into just a poppy paradise. Yeah. I think that's very cool. If I lived out there, I'd figure out a way to wait. Where am I going to park the car? But it's okay. I'll find a place to park the car, right? Yes, yes. All right, let's turn to money for a second. How about this? There's a report now that's out there. This isn't shocking to anyone, right? But the National Enquirer paid $200,000 to Lauren Sanchez's brother for Jeff Bezos's texts. Wow. Do they put him in the doghouse or what? Oh, I'll take the $200,000. His name is Michael. And, of course, his sister is dating Jeff Bezos. And he leaked the text, supposedly, to the paper. But he was paid to do it, so that's how they got it. And the battle between Jeff Bezos and the Enquirer began after it published an 11-page story in January that included racy texts shared between the Amazon CEO and a Los Angeles news anchor, because that's what she does. And it came just days after Bezos, who is the world's richest person, tweeted that he and his wife of 25 years were divorcing. So, Bezos was not happy about seeing all of that. And now that they know where it leaked out of, that's got to be pretty bad. Although, Bezos is accusing the paper of extortion and blackmail, because he's talking about some other things that happened. And, I don't know, the person who has the most money legally, namely Jeff Bezos, I would assume here, he can just keep on rolling. He can bury all that. It's too late because, I mean, here's the bottom line. It's already out there, so that's it. It's out. It's done. It's over. Hawaii, if you're going to Hawaii, Southwest Airlines launches a Hawaii service from Oakland to Honolulu. They say with in-flight hula dancing and new snacks. It's a 5.5-hour nonstop, and it leaves at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. So the very first one was met by the Hawaii governor and the Southwest Airlines president, and passengers on the inaugural flight were treated with Lay's and the hula dancing and the new snack pack on the No Frills airline, which, in addition to the red bag of pretzels, passengers got Wheat Thins, fruit snacks, Tic Tacs, white cheddar cheese spread. Wow. New drinks, Longboard Island Lager from Kona Brewing Company, coconut, spiced rum. That sounds like it was just a party on that first flight over there. Well, we're going to have dancing, we're going to give you Lay's, you're not even going to know what it's like flying over there. We're going to be there in a second. By the way, Southwest's approval from the FAA happened in late February. They started selling tickets to Hawaii on March 4th. They had fares that were $49 every single way. And, of course, the cheap seats sold out, like, within hours. And then some flights were completely sold out. That's crazy. $49. Wow. That will lower the cost for the Hawaiian Airlines. It would have to when you do that island hopping, rather, in between. We are taking America Tonight to Honolulu, but not for $49. We are. I am speaking to the Hawaii Broadcast Association, so I will be broadcasting, actually, one of the shows from the from Honolulu. I'll be doing it live, so who knows what exciting guests will join us there. That happens at the end of April. And, of course, I'll be taking the show to Ireland as well, and that happens on April 1st. Isn't it crazy? All those kinds of things that have been in the works for a while just happen to pop out at the very same time. But I'm not complaining, and I get to take you to some cool exotic places, I guess, for some people, or just really, really cool places. That's what I would say, right? I love this prediction. Supermoon, spring equinox, they call it an astronomical doubleheader. So that's coming on Wednesday. They will occur on Wednesday. The equinox at 5:58 Eastern time, so set your clocks depending on where you're listening to me. And the full moon, supermoon, less than 4 hours later at 9:43 p.m. The equinox is the precise moment the sun's rays shine directly on the equator. It's one of 2 days out of the year, the other being the one in autumn, when the Earth's axis is tilted neither toward nor neither away from the sun, so it becomes 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness almost everywhere on Earth. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? I think it's interesting. I love seeing those kind. I've posted that, blood moons and all that kind of stuff. By the way, if you want to see, I'm posting a lot lately, and I'm going to put some more behind the scenes on, and I'll have all the stuff from Ireland and from Hawaii and whatnot. But if you go to Facebook, if you're still on it, you're not furious at Zuckerberg and all that nonsense that's happening there, go to Kate Delaney fan page, at Kate Delaney fan page, and you'll see some of the postings. So, at Kate Delaney fan page. And I will definitely do behind the scenes in all those places that I just mentioned, you know, absolutely for sure. And let's go into some more numbers quickly here. I can rifle off another set of numbers besides the equinox, etc. Is what's interesting, I think, is when we talk about, you know, travel, and I just mentioned the Hawaii thing, what are the places that we want to go to, and how do we want to get there? Mostly by plane, right? But sometimes, even though cruise ships, with the crazy things that happen, getting a bad rap, there are hot new cruise ships set to sail in 2019 in North America. So they're still booming. So the death of the cruise is not true whatsoever. If you want to cruise, you have hundreds and hundreds of options in North America. The Royal Caribbean unveiling a new...
AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A new poll finds half of Americans believe President Trump the victim of a witch hunt. The new USA Today Suffolk University poll finds that trust in special counsel Robert Mueller has eroded, and half of Americans agree with President Trump's contention that he has been the victim of a witch hunt. Support for the House of Representatives to seriously consider impeaching the president has dropped since last October by 10 percentage points to 28%. In other developments, Fox News hiring Donna Brazile, former chair of the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, as a political commentator 2 years after she's fired by CNN for feeding Hillary Clinton questions about debate topics during a 2016 town hall. Her conduct at CNN revealed as part of emails exposed by WikiLeaks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We're about to have a really fascinating conversation about, I think, somebody in history more people need to know about, and this author does as well. Margarita Garcia joins us, and she's written a book called Before Cuba Libre, The Making of Cuba's First President, Tomas Estrada Palma. And after I had a preliminary conversation with Margarita, and after that, I was so excited that I looked up so much about Tomas, and of course, got her book as well. And you'll want to do the same after we have this conversation. So, Margarita, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you for asking me.
So, something really interesting prompted you to write the book, and here it was, a drive in New Jersey. You're in the New Jersey, New York area, and something happened that brought up the first president of Cuba's name. Tell the listeners about that.
Well, we were just, my husband and I, we were having a leisurely drive in wine country, New York, which is very near New Jersey. And coming back, rather than take the expressway, we took a local street and passing through a site. You know, there was a sign next to the road that made us brave, because it said that in this town, which was called Central Valley, the first president of Cuba, Tomas Estrada Palma, had a school and directed the effort for the liberation of Cuba. So we say, although we have to stop here, because indeed I remember in the back of my mind that Tomás Estrada Palma, which every Cuban knows, it was the first president, but he had a school in upstate New York. I thought it was upstate. Turns out it's just right here in, an hour from New York City. So that's how I got into it. A road sign that says that he had his school.
Yeah, the historical site that you told me about, 1879 to 1902. And what's interesting is you say that a lot of Cuban people know about him, but what do they not know about him? And the answer is a lot, because didn't Castro kind of want to erase him from the Cuban books?
Precisely. Part of the effort of the Castros, well, among the many horrible things they did, was this one, to try to eliminate Tomás Estrada Palma from the history books. So if you talk to any of the Cubans that have come here recently, they don't know anything about Tomás Estrada Palma. The people of my generation, that we grew up before Castro, I mean, we had an idea that he was the first president of Cuba, that he was a very well-liked, but not much more than that. And that he had a school in upstate New York, quote-unquote. So, indeed, Castro doesn't like him because Tomás Estrada Palma, that's his name, he was a very honest man. I mean, scrupulously honest. And to the point that after he was president, one day some Americans came to visit him, and he said, oh, wait a moment. Let me give you this napkin, which I got from a restaurant in New York one day. Please return it to them. So, this type of things he did.
I love that he returned the napkin. As you said, he was known for his honesty. And plus, it's interesting how things could have maybe been different in Cuba. Now, we look at Cuba in the news a lot lately. And, one of the things about the first president, Tomás Estrada Palma, is the fact that he was wanted kind of a pro-American similar system, didn't he? That's the road he was on.
That's right, because he was a learned man. He was a school teacher. He had this school here for Latin American kids, as a matter of fact, very near Newburgh, New York. And he was such an honest man but he was enamored of the American democratic system. So he wanted to have a similar system in Cuba, which indeed we had for a while before the disaster set in.
Absolutely. And he was, what was so interesting is he actually left, you tell me the story, and I looked all this up too, and you write about it in your book, he left money in the treasury. That's unheard of, right?
That's right. And he had, he became the first president, and still there was this tremendous disaster, because Cuba had just gone through a couple of wars. One of them was a 30-year war to get rid of the Spaniards. And so the treasury was pretty much in bad shape. But whatever he did, Estrada Palma, he was thrifty, and he saved money to the point that when he left the offices, there was money, extra money in the treasury. Yes.
Yeah, I love that part. I love that he was frugal, in other words, with the moves of the country.
Yes, and he was frugal with himself and his family as well. He had five children, and his wife and children were living in he had the school, which was called Central Valley, which is just an hour away. But at that point in time, he had he was in charge of the movements for the liberation of Cuba, because the main person, who was José Martí, had been killed in a skirmish in Cuba. So when there was nobody to direct that effort, all the Cubans in the U.S. Who were outside the country they decided that they proposed Tomás Estrada Palma to be in charge of all the efforts for the liberation of Cuba. So he left his school, left his apartment, and came to New York City to direct all this effort. And here, he lived, I think, on the sum of $12 a week or something like that for his upkeep. Because
wow.
Yes, and, you know, he's in one occasion in which he had a meeting with some senators, he was going with, his clothes were very bad shape. And, you know, he had a friend said, come on, Don Tomás, you cannot go to that meeting dressed like that. Here, use my jacket. So he borrowed a jacket from somebody. So, you know, frugality to the...
Very frugal. I love that. And we're speaking with the author, Margarita Garcia. The book is called Before Cuba Libre, The Making of Cuba's First President, Tomás Estrada Palma. You can pick it up on Amazon. And you've had people tell you that, you know, really this biography reads like a novel. And that's what people are saying.
Yes.
It's great because it's a story. What do you hope people take away that are listening from reading your book?
First of all, to reinstate the figure of Tomás Estrada Palma to its proper place in the history of Cuba, because he was not only the first president, he was before the liberation, when there was just a government in trouble, he also was elected president in absentia. Then he was made prisoner by the Spaniards and had to go to a cell in Catalonia and spent there some time as a prisoner of war until the end of the Spanish-American War, in which he came. And then he came to the United States and planned to have the rest of his life as a school teacher. But there were more important things to take care of, which is the country. And he decided, he's made the sacrifice of not continuing with his own private life.
Wow. Was that the biggest surprise? What was the biggest surprise when you did more research on this?
Well, the biggest surprise was to discover that he had spent, and this very few people knew, he had spent some time in the country of Honduras before he became president. Before, at the end of the War of Independence, and before he became president, this was this period of time in which Cuba was still a colony. Actually, Cuba was the last colony of Spain in the Americas. So this period of time, he got an invitation from a friend of his who was a friend of the president of Honduras, and said, come over here. So he decided to go, and over there in Honduras, one important thing happened to him, which was when he met the woman who was going to be his wife. Also in Honduras, he helped the government of Honduras in many different ways. He was named the director of the postal service. He arranged the system of the post office in Honduras, and when things politically got bad in Honduras, that's when he decided to come back to the United States with a wife and one child who had been born in Honduras. And here he decided, it's time to worry about Cuba, not worry about Honduras.
Wow. Dedicated to so many people, and especially, obviously, to the people of Cuba. I love that story. Margarita Gonzalez, this book, terrific. And I love that you have pulled this together. And again, Before Cuba Libre, The Making of Cuba's First President, Tomás Estrada Palma. Pick it up on Amazon. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling me.
It's
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com. It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only...
To talk to Dawn Zier, President and CEO of Nutrisystem, especially when I found out we were going to talk about something really cool. Nutrisystem has just launched a new program called DNA Body Blueprint. I was so intrigued by this. It kept me up, in fact, as I was digging into this. So, Dawn, first of all, I'm just going to ask a simple question. What is Nutrisystem's new DNA Body Blueprint program? What's it about?
Well, it's really exciting. It is a simple, effective, secure home DNA test that uses a proprietary algorithm, and it really produces a personal action plan for each user's body based on eating behaviors, nutrition, and metabolism that will help them get healthy, lose weight, and on their journey to optimal health.
Well, it's really interesting. I was reading about it on your website, and I noticed there's a picture of a woman who has done her DNA body blueprint, and it says things like, some people have a carb eater's gene, some people have a slow metabolism gene, some people have a sweet tooth gene. I'm guessing that if we can identify these things that are in our body, then we can use that information to actually help us lose weight.
That really is the key, because knowing what you are sensitive to or what your, you know, pitfalls are, if you will, is really helpful. And then some people, they say they want to live a low-carb lifestyle, but they really have nothing that would indicate that they would lose more weight on a low-carb diet. So, you know, it really depends. But this test is really cool because we provide you with a 30-page report and access to counselors to really talk about your personal results, and then we help tailor a weight loss program that will best meet your needs.
Dawn, it's such a brilliant idea. And when I think of Nutrisystem and all the conversations we've had, I always feel like you're on the cutting edge and you're listening to what people are saying. Was that the idea with this DNA body blueprint, knowing, hey, this is another step and people would get the counseling and they would really understand what's going on?
Yeah, when I think about the journey that people and the way that the world is progressing, it's all about customization and personalization. And we've done a lot over the last few years to really customize the Nutrisystem program. We also added South Beach to our product line, which is a different way of losing weight. But I think this personal concept of personal nutrition really is the way that science is going. So we worked with our science advisory board. We partnered with some really cool companies out there and people and developed a program that is just so interesting because I believe knowledge is power. And knowing more about yourself and how your body works really can help you in living a healthy lifestyle.
You know, Dawn, when I looked at this and heard about it for the first time, I thought, Dawn Zier went to MIT. Mm-hmm. We've talked with her about training as an engineer. You know, this is a very, clearly anything with DNA, you're on the cutting edge. This is really bringing science to weight loss in a whole new way. This must have been really thrilling for you to be part of this project, just given your background and your interest in engineering and being a grad of MIT.
I love it. I think certainly it's one of the coolest things that we've done. And, you know, the interesting thing about DNA Body Blueprint is that it's not really about just losing weight. It really is an action plan for optimal health. So you'll learn things that will help you once you stop being on a weight loss program. You'll learn about triggers that you need to avoid or things that you can do that will help you keep the weight off. You'll learn about just things that you might have sensitivities to that will make you feel better if you avoid. So I think it's very interesting, and I think it expands beyond just the traditional weight loss categories that we've always spoken about, which to me is what is super exciting because it really is about optimal health.
Absolutely. And listening to you talk about this is more and more intriguing. And I'm sure everybody listening is thinking, wow, how does this test work, Dawn?
Well, if anybody's done the test to find out, you know, who your ancestors are, it actually is very similar. And it is a swab test. You know, we send you a kit, you swab, we then send it to the lab, and we then, based on that information, develop a 30-page report of select information that talks about, you know, how your metabolism works, what are your eating behaviors that you need to be aware of, what nutrition elements are good for you, what do you have adverse reactions to. So it's really cool.
We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. We're talking about their DNA body blueprint. You know, Dawn, as I was looking at this, I was thinking, you know, I kind of jokingly referred to myself as having a sweet tooth. And the DNA test, I'm sure, would reveal that. I already know that. But I think what's most interesting to me is the kinds of things that this might reveal about me that I didn't know. And you sort of touched on that. There might be certain types of foods that I shouldn't eat because my body reacts in a way that maybe makes it hard for me to lose weight or makes it easy for me to retain weight. Or I might learn things about my metabolism that could have an impact not just on my diet, but also my entire lifestyle, because I may better understand, oh, the reason I get tired at this time of day or the reason I'm wide awake at this time of day, I'm imagining I might be able to glean those kinds of things from this test as well, just by looking at the DNA results.
Sure, absolutely. You'll learn things about how your body processes fats, how it processes carbs, how it processes protein. If you have a gluten sensitivity, you could learn about that. If you, again, the sweet tooth, the salty, which I think just gives you confirmation of things that you might want to be careful about, but it gives you a whole wealth of information that I think really helps you plan. Again, it's your own personalized program, your action plan to getting to be the healthiest version of yourself that you know, that you can be. It will even tell you, you know, are you deficient in certain vitamins?
Wow. So, Dawn, I'm sitting here thinking about this, and I'm thinking about all the diets. I mean, let's face it, since I was a kid and my friends, no matter what we look like, it seems like we're always talking about this diet, that diet, whatever it is. And why is it? You know, we see that sometimes one diet works for one person and they say this is the best thing ever, and then it doesn't work for another person. So I would imagine with this DNA Body Blueprint program, that would kind of end that.
It certainly will give more insight to what works best for you. So again, things that you should avoid, things that you should do. And to me, that's what's really exciting is the uber personalization of this, which I think is where everything is going, and to have it on a journey of health is extraordinarily exciting. And, you know, it's just the beginning because there are so many different directions that we can take this sort of program in.
Dawn, you mentioned that after someone does the swab for the DNA Body Blueprint, and we're talking with Dawn Zier, she's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. After someone does the swab and sends it in for the DNA Body Blueprint program, they get a 30-page report, and then they have access to counselors and things like that. Once I have that report and I'm talking to that counselor, what's the process like for me to work with the counselor to figure out the right food program or diet program for me going forward?
Well, that's really up to you. It's how much information you want, how much tailoring you want. Are you using it to lose weight? Do you want to use it for maintenance? And the counselor would be able to work with you on that, tell you what foods you should eat, what foods you might want to avoid. There's even, you know, exercise components that can be incorporated in based on your DNA.
So when you developed this program, and Greg mentioned your MIT background and thinking of the report and the counselors, so intriguing, honestly. How long did it take to develop this at Nutrisystem?
I'd say we were working on it for a little over the last year, so about 18 months from concept to really thinking about it, doing the research against it, and then developing what we wanted to do, finding the right partners. And, you know, it's early on, so we're still in the process of, you know, tweaking it, if you will, you know, making sure that it works best for customers, that our communication is what we need it to be, that the report is optimized to give customers, people, the best learnings that they need to move forward and be successful.
I'm guessing that part of the process here, even though you've been working on this as long as you have, part of the process was just science and capabilities in the DNA field in general.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't think you could have done this even 3 years ago. Probably the technology didn't exist to make it happen.
I would agree, or the mainstream acceptance. I think that's the other part of it, too. So it's certainly something that's been on our radar for years, because we do believe in personalized nutrition. But, you know, part of that, exactly to your point, Greg, comes down to the timing and when is the market ready for it. So it was on our radar, and we didn't really, you know, push the button to go on it until, you know, relatively short while back.
Wow, fascinating. And I wondered too, Dawn, you're talking about 18 months to develop it. Did people at Nutrisystem try it? Did you have guinea pigs, in other words?
Oh, of course. That's one of the things we do like to do. We try all the programs. We eat all the food. We're active participants in everything that we do. And then, you know, we find based off that as well as off what, you know, our actual customers are saying. But, everybody was pretty excited at the company to be able to try this. And, you know, we're all talking about, you know, different elements. Are you this? Are you that? Do you have this? And so it's kind of fun.
Neat. All right, Dawn Zier, this is fascinating. Thank you so much, President and CEO of Nutrisystem.
Thank you.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.